A weak solidarity briggy team listener when after 22 months of supporting the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation of Zion's right to defend itself when non-land, non-people it occupies illegally, object to being terrorized after 77 years of terror and displacement, 22 months, True Blue Aussie decided maybe the non-land, non-people do have a right to be people with a land, as long as they don't want the country that used to be theirs in the first place before True Blue Aussie joined our very, very, very close friends in voting to cast them out. But then sometimes we wonder whether caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremos, Suss and Lees and Dregs, knows what she's talking about. Terrorists were applauding True Blue Aussie's decision, she said. But they weren't. Zion Supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, any Zion supporters here and there, had nothing but severe criticism. Suss and check your facts before you open your mouth. Indeed, the Zion apologists were out in force, egged on, well reported responsibly, with his renowned objectivity by Lord Rupert of Wapping, screaming Wapping Sin P1, a win for Hamas. Jewish groups accuse PM of shocking betrayal after recognizing Palestinian state. Inside, four pages of similar balanced coverage. More Wednesday. Nobody's happy at his Gaza decision. Thursday, P1 screamer again. Hero of Hamas. Terrorists cheer PM's courage. Courage in parentheses. Get the feeling, could be wrong, but get the feeling Lord Rupert and his editorial lackeys don't support the decision. And those, quote, Jewish groups accusing big supremo Anthony Albanese, we assume, don't include those many, many, many Jews who oppose Zion and the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation march every Sunday. And when I heard the shadowy minister were going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Michaela Kosh, the workers, repeating over and over the rewarding terrorism trope, my only thought was, I could understand it if Michaela's elocution teacher committed suicide. After stating he would bide his time on recognising a Palestinian state, and wish someone would tell us just where it's going to be, there was some silly suggestion Anthony had been forced to move by public pressure, public opinion, and a near revolt within the Socialist Party. But the Socialist commitment was evident as the great defenders of Zion's right to defend itself, to slaughter and starve the innocent. Anthony, the minister for going overseas all the time, petty left wing, the minister for being offensive and train killing, Richard Malls, the bad guys, he of the giant mind. Even big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital all informed us they had been fighting for the non-land, non-people all along. So obviously their 22-month campaign demonising the Sunday rallies as anti-Semitic hate fests was a brilliant tactic aimed at fooling the Zion supporters and their media into thinking it supported Zion, thus hiding its real intent. So words are words, Anthony, but of course you'll stop sending the merchant of death parts bombing the proverbial out of the non-land, non-peoples, non-land, and sanction the warmongers. Certainly not. There is no need. We do not send arms to Zion. Oh, and why should we and our very, very, very close friends determine who can and who can't govern a Palestinian state? Well, because they're proven, they can't be trusted to get it right. Right, okay, right. By the way, Anthony, does this mean Fatima Payman will be readmitted to your caucus? No, caucus will not condone people voting for party policy. In the which bit of that is not a surprise department, Sussan and Michaela told us a coalition government would not recognise a Palestinian state. Imagine how that must have upset the slaughtered, destructed, genocided and starved non-land, non-people terrorists. And in one of the most big-hearted and generous offers we've heard for a long time, Benjamin said the occupied non-land, non-people could become non-occupied voluntarily by leaving, and he wouldn't stop them. And if they don't want to leave voluntarily, then they will leave involuntarily, confirming his big idea to pack them all off to Sudan, buying with Gaza in the starvation stakes. Not that it matters, because starvation is starvation. Not unrelated, as humans perceiving ourselves as the apex predator extend genocide to species after species with whom we share or used to share the planet, a cruel and unwarranted attack on one of our own. The Minister for doing all that to the environment, Murray Swats the environment, accused, oh how unfair is life, accused by former Green Senator Bob Brown, note Brown, not Green, of being a corporate lackey. Murray Swats the environment, a corporate lackey. Why, just this week, a Western Troubler was a resource pollution executive. In other words, a really important and responsible person praised Murray. His approach markedly different to his predecessor, Tania Plibersek. I think people appreciate his approach compared to Plibersek's, the very, very important executive eulogized. Our relationship with Plibersek broke down, he conceded. Any wonder? She wanted to establish a federal environment protection authority that would go some way to protecting the environment, which the great transnational resource polluters thought could make life a bit more difficult for them, backed by their socialist state supremo Roger Cook the planet. They saw Anthony Mastroianni's well-known courage under fire and sink Plibersek. But this week, Murray was in Western Troubler, was he, consulting with the great resource pollution giants and guaranteeing them and Roger his bill would strike a balance between their corporate interests and their corporate interests, would create an independent EPA other than giving the minister, i.e. Murray, the power to overrule it if they get it wrong, like oppose a resource development on flimsy grounds like environmental damage, and is considering preventing third parties like long-haired commie, greenie, wooden worker, iron environmentalist Bob Brown, for instance, and affected parties from taking legal action against corporate approvals. Thus, how could Bob Brown possibly see Murray as a corporate lackey? It is tragic, Brown claimed. Tragic? What nonsense. It is tragic that the big supremo has appointed a corporate lackey as environment supremo. We will take them on in the defense of many heirloom creatures they are pushing toward extinction, including, it seems, extinction of the right to oppose extinction. By the way, Bob did use the words environment supremo. Perhaps he's our listener. Murray also dropped into South Troubler, was he, to enjoy the sight of algal blooming and marine life destruction, finally meeting a group of concerned marine scientists a mere 2 years after they raised their concerns and sought a meeting about the then looming problem with Tania, who, like Murray 6 months ago, also ignored them. Given they reckon climate change, if there is such a thing, could have a bit to do with it, we can be sure Murray will be reviewing his support for the fossil expansions, including those Western Troubadour Aussie fossils he also met. Interesting question. Which group will have the biggest influence on the Minister for the environment? That's for. Despite the bloom killing tens of thousands of creatures and degrading an estimated 400 species, Murray says it does not qualify to be declared a national disaster, leaving the mind to boggle at how much worse it has to get. Oh, and he will expedite an expert assessment to understand whether any local flora and fauna need to be added to the threatened species list. Nothing like locking the stable door after. As the Witch Bank, which used to be our bank, announced a record $10.25 billion profit, what excitement and what benefits for all of us. And its supremo Matt, my Commonwealth, said he knew people are doing it tough. That is, other people are doing it tough. And what matter are you going to do about it? I've just done it. I admit I know people are doing it tough. As Matt joined the corporate sector, the very lifeblood of our economy, forget the blood of the working class, what would they know, in calling for the Socialist Talk Fest this week to address important issues like how the corporate sector can make even bigger killings, including, they say, light-touch regulations on AI, thus making a not-so-light-touch killing on the environment. And in one of the more perceptive observations, one corporate attendee hoped the talk fest would not get bogged down with the sundry participants all prosecuting their own agenda. Does anyone seriously think they won't? Good luck with that. But don't worry, listener. Something tells me capitalism won't be under threat. Western Troubler Wassie to South Troubler Wassie, and now Perth to Canberra as the Julie Bash Up the Workers saga at ANU continues. Her Chancellor's office and staff in a Perth high-rise tower costing ANU a mint, and this week a board member telling a Senate inquiry Julie threw what the board member says were false accusations at her and then laughed and blocked her exit when she burst into tears, telling the inquiry she became suicidal and had a miscarriage. Nothing funny in this item, as Green Senator Maureen Perugi told the woman, Dr. Liz Allen, there is no other pathway but for Julie and her co-conspirator Vice-Chancellor Genevieve Bell to resign. Just the level of trauma, intimidation, bullying and gaslighting that you have been put through is unbearable, she said. But at least Julie gets marks for consistency. And more cuts. The music school this week announced it will abandon its highly regarded teaching of instruments, of actually playing music. Know all about it, but can't play it. Brilliant. In the apropos of nothing department, there's a telly ad with a bloke telling us how much we'll save on insurance if we shop around. And another ad where the same bloke tells us lucky we're insured with a different company. Oh dear. Well, were it real life, at least he could double up on being told his policy doesn't cover whatever he's claiming for. You should have read the small print. Meanwhile, US of the UN, of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trample the Paw, has sent the National Guard in to save Washington. Great satirist Tom Lehrer, who died last week, wrote the wonderful Send in the Marines as the solution to all problems. Well, this is Donald's version. Cleaning up crime. Although his claims it is out of control don't accord with the actual falling crime rate, showing yet another statistician should get the chop. As the Don contemplates sending the National Guard into lots of Democrat-majority cities, knowing they are all rife with crime and homelessness. And he said he would solve the homeless problem with his renowned compassion. The homeless have to move out immediately. Immediately. Sweep them off the streets. That the immediately, by the way, in huge capitals. Sweep them off the streets to wind up, well, what's it matter, where they wind up. At least they're not polluting the crime-ridden streets. As finally, he promised, there will be no more Mr. Nice Guy. Also in big capitals, no Mr. Nice Guy. We want our capital back. Didn't say from where, but no Mr. Nice Guy? Just when we were warming to his intelligence, compassion, and humility. Good morning.